I generally hold the belief that power creep is a good thing when done in moderation. However, it is not always done in moderation, and sometimes newer Pokemon become complete upgrades to older Pokemon in every way, shape, and form, effectively putting you at a disadvantage for using those older Pokemon. So, let's talk about the worst victims of power creep in competitive Pokemon. In order for a Pokemon to really be a victim of power creep and really feel power crept, it needs to be compared to a new Pokemon of similar status. So it must have similar stats, typing, moves, abilities, or overall role on a team that is just done better by a newer Pokemon. I will be enforcing the rule of no comparing unevolved Pokemon to fully evolved Pokemon, or non-legendary to legendary, or regular Pokemon to Paradox Pokemon, or anything like that, because that isn't a super fair comparison at that point. The Pokemon must also have been released at least 3 generations apart for it to really feel like new versus old. First, we have Calyrex Shadow being a power-crept version of Mewtwo, both being fast, special-attacking, psychic-type restricted legendaries. Mewtwo was one of the strongest Pokemon in early generations, as it was one of the fastest and hardest-hitting special attackers in the game. It gets the very powerful signature move, Psy Strike, being a 100 base power, no drawback psychic move that deals physical damage. Now, take everything about Mewtwo, crank it up a few notches, pay $29.99, and you get Calyrex Shadow. Starting with their stats, their bulk is pretty comparable, 106-90-90, as opposed to 180-100. For their offensive stats though, Calyrex Shadow has strictly better special attack and speed, 165-150 as opposed to 154-130. In doing so, Calyrex Shadow has lower attack at 85 as opposed to Mewtwo's 110, but this is a stat that you don't need and therefore don't care about it being low, so just by looking at stats, you'd take Calyrex Shadow over Mewtwo every day of the week that ends in Y. For abilities, Mewtwo has the option between Pressure, which is mid, and Unnerve, which is probably better, but this is literally a subset of Calyrex Shadow Riders as one, which includes Unnerve and Grimnay, plus the bonus that it cannot be replaced or nullified by things like Neutralizing Gas. For typing, Mewtwo is Mono Psychic while Calyrex is Psychic Ghost, giving it Stab on another type. Yeah, it has worse defensive properties, but defense doesn't really matter when you'll just be nuking everything with Calyrex's signature move Astral Barrage, a 120 base power, 100% accurate ghost move that deals spread damage in doubles, as opposed to Mewtwo's single target 100 base power Psy Strike. Mewtwo does get spread damage just with Expanding Force, but so does Calyrex. This makes Calyrex Shadow better than Mewtwo in almost every way imaginable. The only redeeming quality that Mewtwo has is that it has much better coverage options, getting Thunderbolt, Aura Sphere, Flamethrower, Hurricane, Earth Power, Ice Beam, and Power Gem, all moves that Calyrex does not get. Otherwise, there's quite literally no reason to use Mewtwo over Calyrex Shadow in restricted formats. Next, we have Incineroar being a power-crept version of a lot of Pokemon actually, but mostly Cantonian Arcanine, both being bulky fire types with the ability Intimidate. Arcanine's main role in doubles is generally as damage control and support with Intimidate, Will-O-Wisp, Snarl, and Helping Hand, with the option of strong attacking moves like Flare Blitz. Unfortunately, it is just worse than Incineroar in nearly every way. Starting with moves, Incineroar learns every move I mentioned with Arcanine, plus Fake Out, Parting Shot, Knock Off, Taunt, and U-Turn. For stats, Incineroar is better in every relevant area, having higher HP, attack, defense, and special defense. Special attack doesn't matter, since both generally just use physical attacks, and speed doesn't matter, since offense generally isn't their main role. For Incineroar, it's actually better that it has lower speed, since that allows its Parting Shot and U-Turn to go last, giving it a safer switch. For typing, Arcanine is Mono Fire, while Incineroar is Fire Dark. Not only does this add Stab to Dark moves, but it grants a Prankster immunity, a Psychic immunity, and a Dark and Ghost resistance at the cost of a Fighting weakness. With Incineroar's stats, typing, and move pool all being better, there's really no reason to use Arcanine except for Howl and Extreme Speed, the only moves worth using that Arcanine gets that Incineroar doesn't. Next, we have Ursaluna being a power-crept version of Conkeldurr, which is arguably already a power-crept version of Machamp, all being slow physical attackers with the ability Guts. This is the only entry where the Pokemon don't share any types, but I still felt that the two were similar enough due to their stats, ability, and general role on a team. Starting with stats, they both have a very high 140 attack, with Ursaluna having strictly better bulk, 25 more HP, 10 more defense, and 15 more special defense. Special attack once again doesn't matter, and speed matters, but they are only 5 apart, so not a big difference. For typing, we are once again comparing a monotype to a dual type, which will almost always be better offensively, as you gain stab on another type. Fighting is good offensively, but not having another type to complement fighting's offensive resistances is definitely a flaw. Ursaluna doesn't have this issue, since ground complements normal very well, hitting rock and steel for super effective, and ghost for neutral. Normal also hits grass, bug, and flying for neutral, and the normal typing gives Ursaluna stab on facade, which is really what separates it from Conkeldurr. Ursaluna's stab guts boosted facade is one of the strongest attacks in the game, basically one-shotting anything that doesn't resist it. Ursaluna also has every coverage move you could ever ask for on a physical attacker, getting all the elemental punches, play rough, close combat, stone edge, heavy slam, seed bomb, and crunch. Conkeldurr does have some good moves to offer that Ursaluna doesn't, like knock off, mock punch, defog, and wide guard, but Ursaluna is still much better overall. Next, we have Sneasler being a power-crept version of Toxicroak, both being physical attacking poison fighting types with the ability Poison Touch. For stats, their bulk is about the same, with Sneasler's probably being a bit better, but that isn't the main difference in their stats. For attack and speed, Sneasler has 24 more attack and 35 more speed, with lower special attack, that again, doesn't matter. For moves, they have very similar options, with Toxicroak probably having slightly better options overall, getting things like Bullet Punch, Ice Punch, Earthquake, Sucker Punch, and Knock Off, all moves that Sneasler doesn't get. But what Toxicroak doesn't get is Dire Claw, Sneasler's busted signature move. Dire Claw is basically just Poison Jab on steroids, since it can inflict Poison, Paralysis, or Sleep. Dire Claw is Poison type, which is negated by the Steel type, but Fighting hits Steel for super effective, with the consistent Fighting move Close Combat. Sneasler also doesn't just get Poison Touch, it gets Unburdened too, which doubles its already high 120 speed to basically be able to outspeed everything in the game once its item is consumed. Toxicroak has the option of Dry Skin, which is pretty good, but with Sneasler having strictly better attack and speed, Dire Claw, and mostly the same other moves, there's pretty much no reason to use Toxicroak. Next, we have Dondozo being a power-crept version of Wailord, both being slow, bulky, mono-water types with the abilities Oblivious and Water Veil. Wailord is a victim of the Hoenn Special, the base stat distribution that many Gen 3 Pokemon have, which is low speed, low defenses, and mid to high attack and special attack. Wailord does have insanely high HP to make up for its low defenses, but still, this stat distribution will hardly ever be good. For moves, nothing sticks out as particularly good, except for Water Spout, but this move's power is dependent on the percent of HP you have left, so with Wailord's low speed, it will probably be going last and will already have been hit with an attack. For abilities, again, nothing sticks out as particularly good. Now, let's take a look at Dondozo, a Gen 9 Pokemon, the generation with some of the highest min-maxing of any other generation. For bulk, Dondozo has 20 less HP, but 70 more defense and 20 more special defense. For offense, it has 10 more attack, but lower special attack and speed that doesn't matter. For abilities, it does get the same Water Veil and Oblivious, but it also gets Unaware, which is really what separates Dondozo from Wailord, at least in singles. In doubles, Dondozo has a unique interaction with Tatsugiri, where Tatsugiri jumps into Dondozo's mouth to give it a +2 Omni boost, something that Wailord does not have. Next, we have Corviknight being a power-crept version of Skarmory, both being bulky steel flying types. This was probably the entry that I was most hesitant to include on this list, because in Gen 9 singles, both of these Pokemon are pretty good, and while Corviknight is mostly better overall, being an OU as opposed to Skarmory, which is an UU, Skarmory still offers a niche that Corviknight is not able to fill. Let's start with their similarities. They're both steel flying, as I mentioned, and have physical defense as their highest stat. For Skarmory, it is a very high 140, while Corviknight's is 105. For HP, attack, and special defense though, Corviknight has Skarmory beat by 33, 7, and 15 respectively, with special attack and speed not really mattering. They both get Roost, Agility, Iron Defense, Body Press, and Brave Bird, with Corviknight getting Power Trip, U-Turn, Defog, and both screens, all moves that Skarmory does not get. Corviknight also has Pressure to stall PP, as opposed to Skarmory which has Sturdy, something that helps it survive special hits, but Skarmory doesn't really need that since it has naturally higher HP and special defense. What Skarmory has going for it is Stealth Rock, Spikes, and Whirlwind, which is a different enough use for Skarmory to not just feel like a straight up worse version of Corviknight, since it feels more like a side grade rather than a downgrade. Next, we have Garganacle being a power crept version of Golem, both being slow, bulky rock types. Early generations really liked making rock ground types, which is a terrible defensive typing due to its 2 4x weaknesses to water and grass, and 4 other regular weaknesses. With Garganacle being mono rock, this is the only case on this list where a newer Pokemon benefits from being a mono type compared to the older Pokemon that was dual type. This does give Garganacle worse offense, with it also having 20 lower attack, but it makes its defense better, with it also having 20 more HP and 25 more special defense. What really does it though, is Garganacle having a really good signature ability and signature move, something that feels like every new Pokemon is given these days. Purifying Salt grants immunity to status conditions and a ghost resistance. This is in comparison to Golem's Sturdy, Rockhead, and Sandvile, all of which are about average abilities that aren't enough to make it worth using over Garganacle. Salt Cure is an attacking move that also damages the target by 1/8 HP every turn, something that Golem doesn't really have either. Their attacking options are very similar, so the only thing that Golem is offering is a better attacking stat at the cost of having 2 4x weaknesses, no signature move, no signature ability, and worse bulk. Next, we have Cinderace being a power crept version of Rapidash, both being fast physical attacking fire types. As a mono fire type from Gen 1, Rapidash couldn't afford having its offensive stats being 2 min maxed, because this was before the physical special split where fire was a special type. Cinderace, on the other hand, was released in Gen 8, long after the physical special split, so its stats are way more min-maxed than Rapidash, so much so that it's pretty much better in every way, with special attack being lower not mattering, and special defense only being 5 lower. For abilities, Flash Fire and Flame Body are actually pretty good, but they don't really offer anything directly offensive, which is more of the role that Rapidash's stats incline it into. Cinderace, on the other hand, has Libero, which is great for offense since it gives it Stab on every move, well before it got nerfed. The moves are really what does it though. They both get things like Agility, Swords Dance, and Flare Blitz, but Cinderace also gets U-Turn and 2 great signature moves, Court Change and Pyro Ball. Court Change is a really good utility move in singles that swaps field effects with the opponent, and Pyro Ball is a side grade to Flare Blitz with the same base power and same burn chance without making contact or dealing recoil damage, but having 90% accuracy compared to 100, having fewer PP, and being a ball and bomb move that bulletproof mons are immune to. Oh yeah, and Cinderace also gets Sucker Punch for priority. Lastly, we have some Pokemon that I know I'd be getting comments about if I didn't mention them somewhere. I just didn't really know where they could fit, since they don't really have any one Pokemon of similar status that they are better than, and they're kind of just better than everything remotely similar. They are all Legendary or Paradox Pokemon, and remember, I'm not comparing Legendary or Paradox Pokemon to regular Pokemon, since that's not really a fair comparison, but I will still try to find the most similar Pokemon. Starting with the obvious, Urshifu is mostly a better version of every fighting type before it, the closest legendary probably being Terrakion. The thing is, Terrakion still has a niche since it has higher speed, comparable bulk, and almost the exact same attack stat. It can be used on beat-up sets and doubles, and it actually has stab spread damage unlike Urshifu, so I don't know if I'd say that Urshifu is really a power-crept version of Terrakion. Calyrex Ice is mostly a better version of every ice type before it, the closest legendary probably being Kyurem. It's way more min-maxed, making it bulkier and hit harder, and it has 2 abilities and a busted move. It just doesn't feel super right though calling Calyrex Ice a better version of Kyurem specifically, since Kyurem has higher speed and can be used as a special attacker. Maraidon is mostly a better version of every electric type before it, the closest legendary being Zekrom. Maraidon is definitely better than Zekrom overall, but it doesn't really feel like Maraidon's design was intended for it to be a better version of Zekrom specifically, especially since Zekrom is a physical attacker. And Fluttermane is mostly a better version of every fast special attacker before it, the closest legendary being Azelf. Like Calyrex, Fluttermane is just way more min-maxed, but since these Pokemon don't share any types or abilities, it doesn't feel right to say that Fluttermane is a better version of Azelf specifically. And those are some of the worst cases of power creep in competitive Pokemon. So, what did we learn in this video? Dual typings are generally better than monotypings, a more efficient base stat distribution is valued over a higher base stat total, and access to strong moves and abilities makes a huge difference. Let me know if you disagree with any of my reasonings, or feel that I missed any. Anyway, if you want to support me and my channel, just leave a nice comment, since I do read all comments. You can also become a member for 99 cents USD to get a badge next to your name and early video access like all of these lovely people. If you want bonus content, check out my second channel, Extra Bell, where I post videos I've scrapped for the main channel and more casual videos. Likes are also one of the ways that YouTube determines if a video should be passed around to more people, so if you feel that this video deserves to be, I would appreciate it. Thanks for watching.